Hello,
Hello.
this is Will from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
Absolutely. Where are you from?
Minnesota Opinion Surveys, that's the name of our company.
What do you guys do?
We're conducting a survey based on community issues.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay, thank you. First question, can I have your zip code?
55316.
Thank you. May I have the year of your birth? Not your full birthday, only the year.
Yeah, 1974.
Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm insanely black.
Okay, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
Not that I know of.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
GED.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Socialist, basically.
Okay. That will be independent?
No. Socialist. Almost like Russia, like former Nazi Germany.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Satisfied or dissatisfied?
Super satisfied.
Super, very. Okay, no problem. Now, thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year?
Oh, worse for sure.
That will be somewhat worse or much more worse?
Much more worse.
Okay, thank you. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? I'm going to read a list and let me know which one you want me to mark, okay? Starting from number one. Number one, affordable quality housing. Number two, reproductive or maternal health. Number three, protecting and expanding voting rights. Number four, reducing racism and discrimination. Number five, access to good jobs. Number six, criminal justice and police reform. Number seven, affordable quality health care. Number eight, access to quality education. Number nine, rising cost of living. Number 10, public safety, including gun violence. And number 11, climate change and the environment. Any of those?
Yeah, I'm going to say 1 through 10 other than climate change. All of them sound like a pretty liberal standard.
Okay, and if you had to choose three only, what number
would you
choose?
I'm going to take, well, there's no way I can remember all those, man. Let's go through them one more time.
Okay, number one, affordable quality housing. Number
and
two,
I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop you when I hear the ones I want. Okay, no offense.
Okay, no problem. Affordable quality housing, reproductive or maternal health, protecting and expanding voting rights, reducing racism and discrimination, access to good jobs, criminal justice and police reform, affordable quality health care, access to quality education, rising cost of living, public safety, including gun violence, climate change, and the environment.
I mean, all of those actually don't even sound real. I don't even know how they answer that. My biggest concern is if we have to have a stolen election again.
Okay.
1-7 and 4. That's what
one,
we have
seven.
At Apple. That's one, what she wants. She wants 1-7 and 4. But I believe all
four.
Of those. Where are you from again? Where are you calling from?
Minnesota?
No, you're not.
No, yeah, I am.
What city?
Where are you at? What city?
No, I'm talking about Minnesota is the name of our company, Minnesota Opinion Survey.
Yeah, I'm asking where you're calling from. Where do you work?
Florida.
You guys...
We're based out of Florida.
Where in Florida?
Miami, Florida.
What's your first name again? Like your real one?
My real first name is Will, as in William.
bro. You just said my first name is Will, huh?
Yeah, that's on, my first bro. Name, Will.
Stop it.
What's wrong with
you
that?
You literally just said, hey, I'm stoned out of my mind, but you just literally said, my first name's Will, and then you giggled. Can I tell you something, Will?
Go ahead.
Honey, stop. Let Will talk.
My bad, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, next question.
Hold on. Before we proceed, I just want to get something really super fucking clear. Okay, Will?
Go ahead.
You're not in Florida, and I can tell you that 1,000,000,000% that you're not there.
How can you tell?
Do you think you called my cell phone, or do you think you called my computer?
I'm calling a internet
a
call.
Number. Yeah.
A number.
So you're connected right, and do you have a VPN blocking me right now? Because it surely doesn't look like it.
I couldn't tell you that.
You're not in Florida.
I have no idea.
So, hey, you're not in Florida. So now let's keep going with the questions. You're not in Florida, though. I'll keep going. Will.
Okay. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? I'm going to read a list, and you stop me whenever you hear something that you agree with. Community-led violence prevention initiatives, increase gun control statewide, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, increase police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, decrease police presence, or none of the above?
Fucking none of the above.
Okay.
Hold on, I got one second there, Will.
Okay.
My bad. Just give me two
okay,
seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me see. Cutting something up real quick. Yeah,
go ahead.
Name of your company one more time, sorry. Minnesota
Opinion Surveys.
Opinion Surveys. Is that an LLC or is that like a corporation?
It's a company. It's a private company.
So a corporation. Right?
Yes.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I believe we do.
Could you just check? No big deal, dude. I'm going to finish the survey. I just want to make sure.
No, that's the
I
name of the
one
company.
It says MinnesotaOpinion.org.
That's it.
That's the one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
So okay, next question. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? I'm going to read the list once again. When you hear something that you agree with, you stop me. Community-led violence prevention initiatives, increase gun control statewide, increase drug control.
We just read this one.
I know, you said none of the above, and then you stopped me. You said, no, hold on just a second.
Oh, yeah, no, it's still none of the above.
Okay. Well, I'll just go to the next one then.
Yeah.
What aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Gun control measures, emergency response services, law enforcement programs, juvenile justice programs, mental health support services, support for victims of crime, community engagement and cooperation, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, neighborhood watch initiatives, drug and substance abuse prevention, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Thank you. Next question.
Hey, what party are you representing too?
You're putting me in a tough position when you're asking me that because we're supposed to keep neutral.
Well, what do you mean it's neutral?
We don't have a political preference.